is a download from the BBC. Hi there, I'm Sonali from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Monday the 11th of July. Coming up, the shuttle docks at the International Space Station for the last time. Lie detector tests for South Korean footballers, and the Beckhams have a baby girl. First to Kenya, where the United Nations is trying to convince the government to allow a second big camp to be built for drought victims who are fleeing from neighbouring Somalia. So far, the Kenyan government has refused to open a new refugee camp because it's worried that thousands of Somalis would end up staying in the country permanently. The existing camp is too full and people are still pouring in. Andrew Wonder is from the kids' charity Save the Children.
Extremely serious situation. We're seeing 1,500 people arriving here every day. This was a camp designed for 90,000 people, with now 370,000 people living here, and that number's growing all the time. The people that are arriving are absolutely desperate.
Next, the last ever space shuttle has arrived on the International Space Station.
Atlantis arriving. Welcome to the International Space Station for the last time. That's great to be here, Station. We'll see you shortly.
Atlantis did a backflip before pulling up so it could be checked for damage. Those already on board the station seemed pretty happy to see the new arrivals. Not surprising, considering they've brought more than a year's worth of food with them. The shuttle will stay up there for around a week before heading back to Earth for the final time. And for today's question, we want to know what year Atlantis had its first flight. Now to South Korea, where the Football League is introducing lie detector tests for players. It's all part of an effort to stamp out cheating in the sport. At the moment, 46 players in the league are facing charges over accusations of match fixing. Bosses hope that by putting players who are suspected of cheating to the test, they'll be able to tackle foul play in the game. Some F1 news now, and Fernando Alonso was the winner of yesterday's British Grand Prix, finishing ahead of Red Bull duo Sebastian Vettel and Mark Webber. But things went horribly wrong for Brit star Jenson Button.
Oh, there's a problem! Button stopped as he comes out of the pits, and he's pulled over to the side of the road, and his car's in neutral. Jenson Button's out of the race, and I wonder, did the wheel not go in?
It turns out Jenson Button had been told to drive away from the pit stop before one of his front wheels had been properly attached. It all put a very abrupt end to his British Grand Prix. And finally, there's a new addition to the Beckham family, a baby girl. David and Victoria have named their fourth child Harper 7. She joins brothers Brooklyn, Romeo and Cruz, who are said to be delighted to have a sister. That's it from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow.